Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court for Monday, September 8th, 2014. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal. If you'll rise, please.
Please bow with me. Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies throughout this day, so that we may say and do the things that are pleasing to you. Please forgive us where we fail you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Please join.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we will go a little bit out of order today. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for the Julie Rogers Gift of Life Breast Cancer and Ovarian Cancer Months and the Julie Rogers Gift of Life Program Day. Item B is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for National Recovery Month. Do I have a motion on items A and B?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Mr. Preston, I understand that you're here to receive the proclamation for National Recovery Month. If you don't mind coming up, Commissioner Senegal is going to read that, sir.
Fantastic.
National Recovery Month, where substance and behavior health disorders are a serious and criminal public health problem that affects millions of Americans all over, all ages, races, and ethnic backgrounds, and create huge medical, social, and economic costs. Whereas behavior health is an essential part of our overall health and wellness, providing prevention techniques and effective treatment will help people recover. And whereas prevention of mental or substance use disorder works, treatment is effective, people recover in our area and around the nation. And whereas preventing and overcoming mental and or substance use disorder is essential to achieving healthy lifestyle.
Physically and emotionally, and whereas we must encourage relatives and friends of people with mental and or substance use disorder to implement preventive measures, recognize the signs of problems, and guide those in need to appropriate treatment and recovery support services, and whereas with the theme, Join the Voices of Recovery, Speak Up, Reach Out, The 2014 observance of National Recovery Month calls attention to the benefits to be gained through open discussion of mental and substance use disorders and the reality of recovery. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby proclaim the month of September 2014 as National Recovery Month in Jefferson County and call upon the people of Jefferson County to observe this month with appropriate programs, activities, ceremonies, and encourage all Jefferson County residents to recognize the achievement of those who seek to overcome the stigma and secure the benefits of substance abuse and or mental health treatment and recovery. Signed this day, Judge Jeff Brannick and Commissioner's Court.
Okay, I want to thank y'all for giving us that proclamation. This is the second year we've received it here in Beaumont, and we do the same thing over in Port Arthur. And one of the things is, like it says, we want the community to be involved. We actually have about seven different events that's taking place this month. We had a festival. We're going to have about 50 people going to Austin on a bus that this Department of State Health Service has paid for. And we have an event called Somebody Go Get Leroy. Leroy was one of those people who had got involved in the criminal justice system and could be a substance abuse, could be your neighbor, could be somebody who's just dysfunctional right now. But Pastor Adolph over at Antioch Church is going to preach that sermon, and if you have an opportunity to come, it'd be an awesome event for you. I'll leave the schedule with you. And we have a webcast, too. I bought a copy of that, and hopefully you can get some folk from the commissioner's office to sit in on this discussion about recovery and peer support services. So we definitely want to thank you. We do have some members here if y'all want to stand. those who are representing the Ross that we created here in the city of Beaumont for the Golden Triangle. So we have a collaborations of about close to 100 people right now in different services that we're trying to provide for mental health and substance abuse. It's not just drugs and alcohol, it's mental health also, and criminal justice. So we're going into the prisons and trying to do what we can to help folk before they get out, so we can get them kind of stabilized.
Yeah, Mr. President, I thank you. I know how long you've been on the forefront of trying to, you know, help in this area. I've been knowing your family for a long time. Mm-hmm. I want people to know you're a pretty good golfer also.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Can I give this to one of y'all?
Yes, please come forward.
My grandson is going to win you.
Teacher. I'll make copies of it, and we'll distribute it to all the members of the court.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you for what you do. See that we have representatives of the Julie Rogers Gift of Life program. Would y'all like to come forward? Ms. Sampson, and we'll read this proclamation. It says, whereas September and October 2014 are National Ovarian and Breast Cancer Awareness Months, whereas the public is still largely unfamiliar with ovarian cancer, a silent disease with vague symptoms that ranks as the fifth leading cause of cancer-related death among women, and the deadliest of all gynecologic cancers. Whereas breast cancer is the most common cancer among American women, except for skin cancers, and approximately 1 in 8 women in the U.S. will develop invasive breast cancer during their lifetime. Whereas this year, an estimated 254,650 women will be diagnosed with either breast or ovarian cancer, and 54,270 women will die from these diseases in the United States. Whereas to heighten awareness of these diseases, the Gift of Life will conduct in October a month-long regional cancer outreach campaign, Putting on the Pink, that includes a Julie Richardson Proctor 5K Ribbon Run Color Rush on Saturday, October 11th in downtown Beaumont. Bravo applause for the cause, a breast cancer survivor project featured at the Art Museum of Southeast Texas. Numerous educational outreach presentations, free mammogram screenings and clinical breast exams, and Pink Outs, a collaborative effort with regional schools and students to heighten cancer awareness. And whereas because early detection is the best protection against cancer, it is imperative that women are educated about breast and ovarian cancer symptoms and risk factors and receive a yearly mammogram, which is recognized as the single most effective method for detection of breast cancer. Whereas the Gift of Life annually provides more than 2,200 free mammograms and clinical breast exams for medically underserved individuals with access to follow-up care for those who require additional testing and treatment following their screenings. And whereas the Gift of Life has helped extend the lives of more than 200 women whose breast cancer was detected at Gift of Life screenings and further its compassionate continuum of care through the provision of monthly breast cancer support group meetings for cancer patients, survivors, family, and caregivers. Whereas the Gift of Life's Julie Richardson Proctor Ovarian Cancer Educational Awareness Initiative and the Sydney Chief Dauphine Outreach Programs provide invaluable information and educational materials to high school senior girls and adults throughout the program's 7-county service area, with continuing cancer education seminars for medical professionals. Therefore, let it be resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the month of September 2014 as Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month, October 2014 as Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Monday, September 8th as Julie Rogers Gift of Life Program Day in Jefferson County. And we ask all citizens to join us in encouraging women to raise awareness and become informed about the risk of these deadly diseases.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it, Judge, and to all the commissioners, as always, for allowing the Gift of Life this opportunity to provide such critical information about our program services. And as the proclamation that you so kindly presented highlights some of the activities that will be going on in September and October. And the great thing about these platforms is that it's, as you said in the proclamation, it's to heighten awareness. They are, we hope, will be fundraisers to sustain our important critical services throughout the service area. But they're really about to inform women, family, and everyone in Southeast Texas of the preventative steps that you can take for a healthier lifestyle, as well as to make those available aware of our life-saving services. As you stated in the proclamation, those are the free mammograms, the diagnostic test, and our remarkable support services that even extend to a monthly service program called the Pink Power Network. In just the last 6 months, our program has already diagnosed 12 women with breast cancer. So our numbers and our statistics have regretfully increased, but fortunately, we have the support of the community who makes these services available, as well as the important life-saving cancer treatment. Through our medical partnerships that include Baptist hospitals, UTMB clinics, and the mobile mammography van, as well as the many altruistic and caring, compassionate physicians in our area, we're able to extend these services to the women of Southeast Texas, and subsequently it also impacts their entire family in a holistic continuum of care. Our services, we're going to be celebrating, remarkably, we can't believe it, in January, our 20th anniversary of saving lives in Southeast Texas. And this is really made possible by opportunities such as this to allow us to talk about our program services, the importance of what we do, and certainly as a local nonprofit small grassroots program who hopefully is making a big effort in terms of saving lives. This is made possible because of the community support, which keeps us alive and breathes the funds and the breath into the compassionate care that we deliver. I think most aptly and poignantly, these services can best be described by the hundreds of testimonials that we receive each month from the women that we serve through our free screenings. One of those, if I can for a moment, I'd like to just share it with you. It's one of our clients, Margaret, who writes, "I'm a single mom of three children who's worked my entire life, but I don't have health insurance. I've donated to the gift of life in a small way over the past years, but never knew that I might need your services. Fortunately, you were here for me. I can't measure the kindness I felt from the program. I might have died without your care." Margaret is now on her cancer treatment and on a road of recovery, and she brings her children by our office whenever possible to say thank you. In addition to that, we received from another client, "In a time of extreme need, you were there for me. The financial support was a tremendous relief, but the loving support given by your staff was truly a gift of love. Thank you for giving me the gift of life. It means more to have this time with my only child, Jacqueline, who's now 13. So thank you on behalf of our staff and the many people whose lives we touch because of your support that we're able to be here and celebrate 20 years of making a difference in Southeast Texas. And so I'd like to have, just for a moment, if Regina, and we also have two of our officers who are equally as devoted as all of our staff who spend so much time with us, Linda Domino and Connie Zuch, who are out there as our foot soldiers making a difference with us. So would you all like to make a comment?
We've taken so much time. Thank you so much for being here for us. We're here for you and for everybody that needs our services, and that's all we want to do is try to continue making the community aware of the opportunity so that every woman who needs a screening realizes that she can get it through the gift of life, and also so that people like Julie Richardson Proctor, our beloved board member, Julie, and Georgie Boltz, who died so young, 52 and 53 respectively, of ovarian cancer. The items that are being distributed today have the symptoms that are very vague and very, they call it a silent killer, ovarian cancer. And so that is the most important thing. If you all don't take anything else away from this today, it's to look and read about ovarian cancer and how those symptoms, when it's detected early, the disease can be cured. That is so important for you, your wives, your mothers, your sisters, your daughters. Make sure that the women in your lives know that message. And thank you, Linda, for being here today. Our Vice President, Connie Such, member of the Executive Committee, got in at midnight last night from Florida to be here because they represent what we do so well, and we're just so grateful. Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you. Thank you.
20 years of doing a wonderful work in the community.
20 years plus a couple of seconds. I just wanted to say that when you see this identification of gift of life, I hope you look at the words themselves, because we're all blessed to have that gift of life, but it's our role to help others have that gift of life as well. Thank you.
Well, I know that I speak for every member of the Commissioner's Court that certainly anyone who's watching the television broadcast of the Commissioner's Court proceedings, we want you to be aware and to make your loved ones and your relatives and friends aware of the fact that these screenings to the underserved, medically underserved community are available out there, and we urge you to contact the Gift of Life to take advantage of their services so that we can have more life in our community. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, going back to items under purchasing. Item A is to approve specifications for an invitation for bids for the lot sale of law books. Item B is to receive and file bids for a rebid term contract for road building materials for Jefferson County. Item C is a notation of no bids received on a term contract for lease of Hangar 7 at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item D is to award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for a rebid term contract for road building materials for Jefferson County with APAC Texas, Martin Marietta Materials, and Vulcan Materials Company, as shown on Attachment A. Item E is to award, execute, receive, and file an acceptance of offer for an invitation for bids for a term contract for paper stock and envelopes for Jefferson County with Bosworth Papers, Inc., Olmsted Kirk Paper Company, as shown on Attachment B. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal of a term contract for janitorial services for Jefferson County with Members Building Maintenance LLC for the first additional one-year renewal from September 22nd, 2014 till September 21st, 2015. Item G is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for an invitation for bids for a term contract for HVAC maintenance and repair for Ford Park for a fourth additional one-year renewal from October 22nd, 2014 to October 21st, 2015. And item H is to consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? On the what, Commissioner?
First time we have bid this hangar.
And it remains available for bidding. Okay. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional cost for asphalt. Item B is to consider and approve budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for electricity. Item C is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional asphalt. Item D is to consider and approve a budget transfer for County Court at Law Number 2, replacement of a computer. Item E is to consider and approve a budget transfer for dispute resolution for replacement of a printer, minor equipment. Skip over F and G right now. Item H is consider and approve a budget transfer for Mid-County Maintenance for additional costs for building and grounds. Item I is consider and approve a budget transfer for 58th District Court for replacement of a computer. Item J is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ending July 31st, 2014. And item K is regular county bills, check numbers 397699 through 397930 for the period ending September 1st of 2014. And check numbers 397931 through 398126 for the period ending today. Do I have a motion on those items? Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor. Item F is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Constable Precinct 1 for purchase of video camera system for five vehicles in the amount of $17,000. Item G is consider and approve a budget transfer of Constable Precinct 6 for the purchase of video camera system for three vehicles in the amount of $29,000. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion. I can support the item F for the five cameras for Precinct 1 in the amount of $17,000. I cannot support item G for three cameras for $29,000, which is almost $10,000 a camera. We're paying approximately $3,400 a camera for the ones for Precinct 1. And I think that our constituents out there need to remember that we're fixing to pass a budget that has a $10 million difference between revenues and expenses. It is a budget that is not sustainable over any period of time. It is not one that we can live with again next year. It's only because of our reserves that we're able to make it through this year. And a difference of $7,000 per camera is significant, and one I think this court has a duty to look over, because that's a significant expense and we're going to have to be watching our pennies into the coming year. Okay, any further discussion?
Judge, commissioners, I would just point out, Constable Salami, I appreciate the fact that you went through that watch guard analysis. You know, looking at what's provided to you in the watch guard, you know, it comes with a wireless microphone and the removable thumb drive, not to mention a cabin facing camera forward, plus the cabin view. And then I didn't know this, but it has the evidence storage software with it as well, that includes that, and the GPS. So I will support that. Constable Baker, you and I have had this discussion about your system. I feel like this watch guard is better suited, better priced, and certainly adequate for y'all's needs in the constable's office, as pointed out by Constable Salami. So,
you would say something, Constable? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, first of all, if you look at it, it's not just a camera you're paying for on mine. My camera is cheaper than, least expensive than the watch guard. Now, the information that you have in reference to these cameras and speaker microphone, I would like to see where that come from, because the liaison for the watch guard came to my office and said he does not offer that.
Well, looking at that in the in the system here. It's a 4RE base system and options. Mm-hmm. Includes GPS, high definition, zero signature, forward-facing camera, infrared color camera for the cabin, DVR, integrated 200 GB automated grade hard drive, and removable thumb drive, cabin microphone, high fidelity wireless microphone, hardware and cabling, 1 year warranty, and includes the Evidence Library Express software. I would direct that to purchasing. This came from them.
Okay, and I'll direct it to purchasing. He just left my office, and he don't offer a body mic. One of them offer the GPS system, because the GPS system comes through the CAD system, which is the dispatch. So that's why we was unable, because if he offers the GPS system, I have no problem with that. But he came to my office and specifically sat across from me and said they do not offer that yet. It's not, if they're thinking about coming, trying to get it online. But it's more than just cameras.
Yeah, for well, this with is me. Obviously more than okay. just cameras too. But Constable Salami, this is your quote for your equipment. And it says it came through Jefferson County Purchasing Department, and it lists everything that's on there.
Mm-hmm. It actually came in our packet, and I need to clear a few things up on the $17,000 we're moving for Constable Salami. There was already $7,000 in there. That total package of those five cameras is approximately 24,000, 23,975. And if you go and look at Constable Baker's, it's true that there is a little less price on the individual camera cost, but when we look at anything from our standpoint, it's what are you gonna have to write the check for? And the quote's for roughly $28,499. So for that divided by three, that gives you a little higher price than what the WatchGuard is. And these quotes, I do see the price from Constable Salami, it is back from July of 2014, but just as what Commissioner Weaver read off, that sounded like it had most everything in there.
I would encourage you to maybe, looks like somebody from the Tina Williams with the purchasing department, it says Jefferson County, July 15th, 2014, that was a quote. So, and it has all the stuff in there, and that's related to this budget amendment. Is it, this correct. Goes with that, right?
Correct.
So this okay. Seems to be with.
Excuse me, let me come in for a second.
Okay, go ahead.
This constable has a job and responsibility to the citizens he served, just like you in precinct two, myself in precinct four. We gave him a budget, and there have been many people to come up before us and get a change for various things. I'm beginning to have a problem because it looked like, it resembles that he's being targeted, and I don't think that's fair. I want to make sure I put
well,
on
let
a
me answer your question because, you know, absolutely that is incorrect on my part. Actually, Constable Baker and I've had, I support having cameras in his cars, absolutely. I just don't support the co-band system for the simple reason why Constable Salami's going for WatchGuard. It's well, more practical, in my opinion, and I'm only one vote, it's just more practical, in my opinion, for their needs. They're co-ban, if you do the research, they're for larger agencies. That's why they need to have their own standalone server, all the different software that goes with it. I absolutely support him having cameras.
Okay,
absolutely.
But my point to you is that, and that was my next point that I was going to make. I have a budget. It's not the money is already there. You yourself said in the last couple of budget meetings, the first one stood out and said, I have right to move my money, and you all as the commissioners can't. I'm not wanting to get in that with you, but what I do want to bring to your attention again, you keep specifying that's for larger agency. That's not so. That's just a better proven product that constituents getting for their money. You keep saying that it's just a camera. It's not just a camera. I'm getting a server. I'm being self-sufficient. And what I'm trying to bring to you is, if you're going to pay $24,000 for just cameras, $24,000, why not pay another right at $5,000 and get the whole thing and be done with it?
Well, this $24,000, if I'm understanding this quote correctly, and it is correct, if it is, you're getting more than just cameras. And then go back to your first question, Constable.
Okay.
When I did say that, yes, as an elected official, you know, you can adjust your budget, that goes before Commissioner's Court. And I also said with Constable, with you standing there, that I will not always agree with you.
Well, I mean,
we laughed about it.
But I mean, I understand that, but you're still trying, your point that you're making is not sufficient enough because you keep trying to say large department. You mean to tell me, even in the Bible, because you read it, even in the Bible, when he lost one sheep, didn't he go look for him? So you mean to tell me because they got 50 over here and I have two?
I just haven't seen any research.
That's not my question.
On the smaller
okay, but okay, you saying the research, but I'm telling you, and I call the guy back and bring him here. If I have to pay him, if I out of my pocket, I will, because he said specifically to me that he don't even offer that. And I think he said it to Scott Salame in there. They do not offer a GPS system or anything. Well, I'm getting a server. I'm getting.
I understand that, and you know, I hear where you're coming from, but it's just like me. You know, my guys wanted another, you know, piece of equipment. I can't go buy the best and the greatest like technology and equipment because it costs more. You got to be reasonable in what your needs are as it relates to your office.
Okay, again, you bring it back to my office. My office, I am a certified peace officer by the state of Texas.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We understand
the next thing,
that,
the next thing is this here. You keep reverting back to that, and I'm asking you, I'm saying it again, $24,000 for just cameras.
But you don't have a maintenance contract with that either.
You don't
with
have
your system, you have to have a maintenance contract with them, if I'm understanding right. There's a little bit more to it than a regular camera system.
Sir, the county already has the co-bands. The sheriff department has them. So they can be serviced by the folks that's already in place here. That can be eliminated.
Serviced by who?
Well, who serves the sheriff department cameras?
Whoever they got a contract with, I would assume, but I don't want to put words in their mouth.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So you don't want to put words in their mouth, but you steady saying that. You said I have a service contract. All that could be adjusted. All I'm saying, the point that I'm making to you, you getting, yes, it's costing a little more, but again, from what I spoke to the representative from WatchGuard, and he does not offer those things that you, that's in that quote.
Right. So let me understand this correctly. Constable Salami is getting five cameras with all the equipment that comes with it, five, for five cars.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't, if it's good enough for his office, why isn't it good enough for yours?
Because again, I'm going to tell you this again. No offense to Constable Salami, where I worked, in my experience, the product that I'm talking about has been proven. And I revert back again to the same thing when we first came up about the cameras. You want us to spend $6,000 on something that was not proven. So all I'm saying is,
That's proven, isn't it? WatchGuard's been around, as far as I know. I mean.
But what I'm trying to explain to you, Commissioner, is that the things that I'm getting in my package, larger departments already have them. And again, I speak again, that the sheriff has already put in a another server that can handle, that I can deduct from that. So what I'm saying is we're talking about a $5,000 difference, and if it versus me being sufficient to be on my own, if that's what they're wanting, or versus me eliminating that and cutting the cost where I can and get it to the $24,000 or maybe $25,000 or $26,000 that I can ride on the back of the sheriff.
Well, let me just say this, Constable Baker. You know me. You know my background. Me and you've worked together, and we've been in some hairy situations. And you know I'll support you on things that you need to fulfill your duties in that office. I just can't support this system. I support the WatchGuard system. I think it is a good system, which is why you have a constable that, well, I think there's several that are a couple that may have it already.
Okay. So again, we just try by error. Well, let me ask you this. First of all, me and you not the same. So let's get that straight. I'm not on your level. We're not the same. We're different offices. And that's what I'm trying to explain to you. You can say what you want, but the sheriff department have it right now. Right?
I believe they do, and I also believe, Chief Dubose is here, did the sheriff's office purchase that through court, through budget, or was that purchased through something else?
Yes, sir. I could have shared that with you because I was working with him. I knew it was bought through seed fund. But the thing what I'm trying to bring to you is that if it was not good, they wouldn't have spun seed fund money on it.
They also have a bunch of cars. They don't have three.
Well, but the thing of it is that it's not my fault. I wasn't on that. All I'm saying is I'm trying to protect what I have. If I had one, I would like to protect it.
Well, point taken.
That's all I'm saying, sir.
Let me dispel something that's been talked about numerous times over the last couple of months. A lot of people are always saying, well, it's already in the budget, so you know, all we need to do is move it from here to there. The reason we come before the Commissioner's Court for a budget transfer is so that the Commissioner's Court can fulfill its constitutional and statutory duties to oversee the transfer of these funds to assure that taxpayer funding is spent wisely. Anything that is not spent at the end of the year goes back to into the county's general funds when the next budget comes up, and we frequently use that to take care of capital items towards the end of the budget year. Just because something's in a budget and you can transfer it to another line item doesn't mean that we shouldn't exercise the same discretion over it that we do in any other circumstance. I'm going to say the same thing as Commissioner Weaver. I support your right to have a camera, but you know, I want to drive a Mercedes Benz. I can't. I'm driving a Ford pickup truck. And so sometimes we got to drive a Ford pickup truck and not a Mercedes. And so, you know, that's why I will vote yes to item F and no to item G. Any other discussion?
I'll just remind this court, and I want to make sure I remind them very well. We are looking at this elected official with essential functions, and we have departments that come before us and ask for quite a bit more money, and I don't hear one thing out you. Something wrong with this picture, y'all.
What specifically are you referring to?
Ford Park, SMG.
Well, I have something else I can add. Now, that I know of, when they say it's closed. When the first time we came before y'all with this, you said that it was closed. Now, to me, again, the courthouse closed at 4:30. If you hadn't transact your business between, I'm going to say 5. If it's not transacted between 5, you can't come here at 10:30 at night and say, I want to transact my business. Now, let me give you what I'm telling you. You just came back and you told me no because the budget was closed. You said no to my cameras. You said no to me having another guy. But again, you voted with it closed and you gave $600 million to the DA, to an interim, $600,000 to an interim elected official. But yet, you telling me no and the money's there. And you don't think something wrong with that? When we just did the...
I'm certain that you think something's wrong with it.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is when we just did the pledge, it said justice for all. So where's the justice in that?
Constable, I don't think you and I are ever going to see...
Oh, no, well, you probably right, Judge. Well, you probably right, and it's not personal, but I'm asking, is it personal?
It is absolutely not personal.
I'm looking at a constable that's already selected. Funding.
Oh, so now you're going to compare two different entities to me. First of all, you're going to compare a man that just got certified to my experience. No, you brought it up. Yes, you did. You say we equal. So how we equal?
You both serve in the same offices and the same title as constable.
Okay. Have you looked on TV and found out what the major problem is right now? It's cameras.
And I think that the camera that he has in this budget amendment will adequately serve his needs and your needs as well. And I think in the last meeting that we had, we asked that you take a hard look at that.
Sir, I did. And I'm going to tell you again, and it's on record, the salesperson, the liaison for that watch guard did not offer the features that I needed.
Well,
to complete.
Judge, I call for the vote.
Okay.
Let me say one thing real quick. I think that if you believe that they didn't offer that, then you need to take a look at this quote that's for his office, for his cameras.
I had it in my hand because he was in my office when the guy had just left, and he told me that. So.
Constable Brown, could I? Unless I'm reading it incorrectly.
Sir?
Unless I'm reading it incorrectly, but it's got all the stuff.
What I give you is exactly what he gives me in my office.
Mr. Swain, what do you have on your paper that it includes?
Whatever the 4 REM camera system includes GPS, high definition zero sight line, forward facing camera, red color cabin camera, DVR, integrated 200 gig
And Commissioner, I'll get the guy to come back up here and say, because he, for as the GPS part of it, he recommend me to use, it's called trafficking, that his brother used for his plumbing company, because they don't offer it.
Constable Baker.
Yes, sir.
So if he offers what?
Yeah, I have no problem with it. Well, yeah, I have no problem
Judge,
with that.
Judge, I like to amend.
I have no problem with that.
Item, well, wait, let me help you out here. Yeah. Item G, to allocate $24,000 based on the same quote that Constable Salami.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Now, I want to warn Constable Salami.
$24,000 on Constable Salami is for 5 cameras. He's only getting 3.
Well, then, okay.
So it'd be less.
Whatever the less is. But I want to caution Constable Salami that you better make, because it sounds like you don't know what you're getting. And of course, you're leaving it to, I don't understand cameras. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I'm, you're leaving our purchasing director and our auditor to order your cameras. Make damn sure you understand what you're getting, because I'm going to be very upset if you have to come back and ask for additional funding for, because the salesman told you. So I think you need to make sure what you're getting. And I want to be very clear, because one thing I don't like, and I said it to you and I said it to him, I do not like people in the same department. You're not going to see me go against the judge publicly. We will hash it out. Now, you guys are in the same department, in the same line of work, and you're not going to see me hash it out and bring division into my department. Sometimes I don't agree with these guys.
I understand.
But we try, and so I see some division there that certain people are going to feed off of, and I don't like it.
I understand.
Did I not tell you both that?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
thank you. Here's what I'm agreeable to, Commissioner Senegal. His cameras come out to a little less than $5,000 per each.
Per unit, yes.
So I'm willing to go with a $15,000 budget transfer, which is $5,000 each for him. She's been asked to be involved in it, so I'm more than happy with tabling this and asking purchasing to take a look at the system and give us an evaluation of it.
Very good.
Been moved and seconded to the table. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Those will be tabled. Moving on to County Clerk. Item A is consider and possibly approve a polling location change for the November 4th, 2014 general special and joint election from Highland Park Elementary to Nederland City Hall, 207 North 12th Street, Nederland, Texas. Do I have a motion on that item?
So move. Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Back under Commissioners, item C is to consider and possibly approve authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file a quit claim deed from Jefferson County, Texas, Jefferson County Drainage District Number 6, to provide a 60-foot right-of-way for the county road known as Green Pond Gully Road. That's part of an interlocal agreement between the county and the Drainage District to complete work for relocation of Green Pond Gully Road to the existing crossover on U.S. Highway 90 of Green Pond Gully, pursuant to Chapter 791 of the Texas Government Code. Item D is consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and Jefferson County Drainage District Number 6 for relocation of Green Pond Gully Road, the existing crossover on U.S. Highway 90 at Green Pond Gully Road, pursuant to Chapter 791 of the Texas Government Code. Item E is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file the appointment of Carl Wadenfall, filling the unexpired term for Larry Landry, which ends December 31st, 2015, as Commissioner of the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 Board of Commissioners. That's the appointment of Commissioner Arnold. I'm going to skip over F right now. Item G is consider and approve Mothers Against Drunk Driving to the list of organizations for jury donation in accordance with Government Code Chapter 61.003. Item H, it's consider and approve the acceptance donation of two sculptures for the Ben J. Rogers Visitor Center from Ms. Regina Rogers. Do I have a motion on those items?
Move. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion?
Judge, before we vote, I'd like to introduce Mr. Walden Poole to the court,
you
please.
You bet. Please do.
Carl, Sonny. He goes, Carl is his given name, Sonny is his nickname. Sonny is a longtime resident of Jefferson County with over 50 years in residence here. Vietnam War veteran, retired music director for Port Neches Grove School District, and very committed and lives in the city of Bevel Oaks. And he has volunteered to be interested to assist that emergency services district out there through some difficult times, and I appreciate him stepping up and being willing to serve out there because it is a non-paying job, a lot of volunteer hours, but no pay. Carl, I just want to say thank you and appreciate it, and I just want to introduce you to the court before we vote.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and thank you, Mr. Waddenfull. I'm going to go back to number F because I was delayed in reading that contract, and it had not been provided to our legal counsel. But Ms. Kennedy, would you like another week to review that, or have you had the opportunity to look at it now that I provided it to you late? Okay. And well, do you know of any problem with our delaying a vote on that a week, Mr. Swain? Are you familiar with this contract? It doesn't go into effect until October 1st.
Correct.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and table this, Ms. George, until next week so we can look at it. Okay, under District Clerk, item A is considering possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a contract between Jefferson County. Oh, that's the one we're looking at. That's the one we're talking about. I've looked at the ones on item F. Okay. Let's go back under Commissioners. Item F is consider and approve renewal of the Title 4E Child Welfare and Legal Services contract with the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services. Do I have a motion on that item?
Moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, is the district clerk here? Anybody here from the district clerk? Oh, Ms. Burge, there you are. Is there any problem with our delaying the vote on this agreement with the Texas Attorney General until next week? I apologize to you. I just pulled it out of my packet late before court, and then when I spoke to Ms. Kennedy, she'd not had an opportunity to look at it, and I didn't get to read but a couple of pages of it. So if we can wait till next week, it'd give us all the opportunity. Very good. Okay. Okay. This item we'll put back on next week then. Thank you, Ms. Bird. Under Human Resources, item A is considering possibly approve granting up to a 90-day leave without pay for Russell Gotro, a Road and Bridge Precinct 1 employee. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Sheriff's Department, item A is to receive and file executed amendment to the collective bargaining agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. Item B is to consider and possibly approve an additional 9 days medical leave without pay for Allison Ritter due to the severity of her medical condition and via addendum. Item C is to consider possibly approve an authorized county judge to execute the auto theft task force grant for fiscal year 2015. Which is a continuation of a joint application with law enforcement agencies from Beaumont, Jefferson County, Port Arthur, Orange County, Hardin County, and Jasper County. Do I have a motion on those items under Sheriff's Department?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our agenda. Is there any member of the court or elected official wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Yeah, yes, Judge, I want to apologize. I think I said the D word, and I meant Dern. Thank you.
I didn't hear it.
All right.
I want to also bring to the citizen, this weekend is our first Take a Loved One to the Doctor Days weekend, which will be at May Jones Clark Elementary School from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it's on September the 13th. It's a free health service that we have been doing for the last 12 years, and we hope that you can get a chance to come by if you need those services. They are free due to the sponsors that basically fund that. Thank you.
I want to mention that this past Saturday, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, the Lower Neches Valley Authority, the Big Thicket Association opened up a new canoeing trail in the Big Thicket. The launch is at the saltwater barrier at the end of Bigner Road off of Lucas. It's a beautiful canoe ride. We took it with Parks and Wildlife officials on Saturday morning, and it runs up Pine Island Bayou across the Tupelo and Cypress Swamps and back into the Neches River. It's gorgeous. I hope all citizens will take advantage of that opportunity to utilize that, and we're thankful to Parks and Wildlife and LNVA for their support of that endeavor. If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you.